It's time for some bizarre news. And our bringer of bizarre news is blind journalist Paul Wright. Hello.
Sound bully.
You survived another week then?
Yes, I'm still here.
And I believe you've got some stories from, well, around the world.
Around the world, around the universe. Because Our first one this week involves space. So you can't get much more international than that. And a little bit of an argument going on between Kazakhstan and Russia. What a surprise.
That is unusual.
Isn't that really? And it turns out it has quite a serious thing about it because the Russians have a cosmodrome.
Oh dear. Is that good?
Basically an air base to you and me.
All right, that's all right then.
In Kazakhstan. And a Kazakh worker was killed recently by a falling rocket, basically. A rocket that exploded. And this person was killed trying to put out a fire.
Oh dear.
This has upset the Kazakhs, as it would. The Russians have sort of passed the whole thing off as a technical success. So this rocket being launched into space, unfortunately it wasn't. So they're having a bit of a disagreement about it.
So what's going to happen then?
They'll probably shout at each other. Somebody might throw a punch and that's about it. But it's a bit of a shouting match that's been going on for years, apparently.
So, what is the dispute then?
The dispute is that the Russians glossed over this death as if nothing happened.
Hmm.
Didn't quite take it as seriously as it should be. So there we are. That's one of those. It's been ongoing for quite a while. The Russians are planning to build a new cosmodrome in eastern Russia, so it'll take a bit of pressure off Kazakhs and probably win them a few more friends.
They'll need a lot of heating, won't it?
Well, they will. Yes, sir. Mm. Yeah.
Or will they?
Who knows? I don't know. You're asking the wrong man there.
Yeah, but you're good in geography.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
To a point.
Well, compared to me.
I know where I am.
Shh, nobody else does.
And we move from space to religion, which I don't know there's any link between space or religion. But
there's all religion, you.
Well, yes. And this concerns Georgia. Not the state of Georgia, the country of Georgia, which is, again, another former Soviet territory. And there's a party there that objects to the conscription of young men into the army. So they've set up their own religious party. And what they've done is they've bought a church, a mobile church.
A mobile church, right.
Which is inflatable.
Right.
So they can take it round and people can, you know, become priests and pray and do all this sort of things. And by doing so, they have sort of exempted themselves from the army.
Right, because I know in Russia they are clamping down on certain religions. Again, they've banned one religion.
Yes, and it's interesting, but this hasn't gone down well with everybody. Even in religious circles, they're saying, basically, you're trying to use religion to dodge national service.
Hmm.
Which hasn't gone down very well, but I did quite like the idea of a mobile church.
It does sound quite unusual. I mean, what happens if it goes down?
Well, yes.
Can you have candles in it?
I'd imagine, yes. They would have thought about this. I think it's only the outside that's inflatable.
Well, that's normally the way, isn't it?
Which is good. Could you imagine the inside being inflatable?
No.
No?
No, no.
Be interesting, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So how long has this been going on, then?
Well, the party's been in. They're called the Jerky Party.
Yes.
The Jerky Pinecone Party.
They're not really helping themselves, are they?
Not really. So they've been around for 2 years. It's amazing what people will do to get round things.
Yeah. And then it's amazing how intrinsically linked religion and war is.
Yes.
And so it's a bit ironic being accused of using religion to get out of war.
Yes.
Hmm. But it's not necessarily war, I suppose, is it? It's national service.
Yes, but which might lead to war, you don't know. But there you are.
We'll
see. I think we might hear a bit more about that one, so we'll see where that goes.
The good thing about an inflatable church is, though, you could set it up in a car park and then take it down again.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
So, but, I mean, you could do that now. You wouldn't need planning permission, would you?
Oh, no, no. No, they're all right for planning permission.
Yeah, interesting.
Now, back to school with you. I assume you were a good boy at school. You never missed lessons. Never skipped a lesson in your life.
I wouldn't say never, but...
Never played truant?
A little bit.
Oh, now it comes out.
I might have left early once.
By 5 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, the reason I bring this up is because that in China, a university in China have decided to implement an interesting punishment for those who play truant.
Yes.
You have to go and clean the sleeping quarters of the opposite sex.
And how is this a punishment?
Because you don't just sort of... You literally have to scrub and dust and polish and do and even clean the lavatory, which is, you know...
Yeah. But why the opposite sex?
I haven't quite worked that one out myself, and there has been some discussion about, you know, is this really a good idea? Have they really thought it through? Can you imagine, you know, people walking into other rooms and, you know, what might go on?
I know, I'm allowed to be here. I'm sorry, don't mind me. Yeah. Don't mind me.
I'm just cleaning your room for you.
Yeah. Do you want this underwear over? I don't know. I could see problems.
Yeah, I can too. But it has, in fairness, it has made people think, and people have decided, look, I'm not going to miss class. I don't fancy cleaning somebody else's bathroom or whatever it is. So it has worked to an extent, but there could be problems.
You're always going to get the odd one, though.
Oh, always.
Yeah, when I say odd.
Very odd.
All right, well, we'll see if we can get any more updates on that one.
Yes, look forward to that. And if anybody's out there who knows about this, get in touch with us. We'll give you contact details in a moment. And so time for one more. And this is an interesting one. It comes from the island of Bali.
Hmm.
And it's to do with Bali United. I didn't know they had a football team, but there you are, they do. And there was an amazing thing that's gone viral of three players, all of different religions, in prayer pose. And they were snapped, basically, by the team photographer. And this comes at a time where there's been a bit of tension around in the country. It's mainly a Muslim country, but there are other religions there. And this picture shows a Christian, a Muslim, and a Hindu in their prayer pose. And it's sort of seen as a spontaneous act of solidarity, really.
How spontaneous was it?
Well, they're not allowed to do it on the field. But it was after a game and somebody had scored a goal, so it was a sort of celebration of that.
I suppose when you've got role models, you know, like the young lads and girls as well, following these as role models, these players, I suppose it could have a positive effect, couldn't it?
Oh, I would think so. I would think so, and especially, you know, where football is seen as such a glamorous sport to be involved in. You want the best role models you can, and if they're going around doing things like that, that could only be a good thing.
Because the other side of that is, should religion be involved in sport at all?
Well, there you are. Should it, you know, open up a whole can of worms there?
I suppose it depends on the nature of where you are at the time, I suppose.
Yeah, it's all context.
Mm. Have they got more than one football team?
Yes. Yes, I believe they have. I don't know how many they've got, but there you are.
Yeah, because it'd be a bit bad having one team.
Yeah.
You'd have nobody to play.
I think they play teams from other areas as well. So.
Well, there you go. See, they've obviously thought it out.
Oh, thoroughly, I would have thought.
If you've got any information on any of these stories that you can say, that Paul Bryce, he's a charlatan.
You don't have to have information on stories for that. You can just say it.
but we'd like to hear from you, though.
We would indeed, yes. Search for us online, RNIB Connect Radio, and that's where you'll find us.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.